Hello, all K-pop fans, stans, and everyone in between. I'm not Dan, I'm Jamie, and I do know something about K-pop. Dan isn't here to be dragged into the abyss today, but the rest of us are still here. Who's here?
Me, Dominique.
And me, Melissa. I didn't raise my hand this time.
I did.
I also did.
Oh, now I feel dumb.
Yeah.
I gave a little peace sign. Does that count?
The odd one out there.
We're having free talk without Daniel.
Yeah. I don't know why he lets us do this, but
I don't know. Seems like a bad idea.
He's totally not dumped down a hole in a cave anywhere.
He's not dead.
I swear to God, he's not death.
He's not death.
He's not dead.
So, how are you guys doing on this? What day of the week is it? Wednesday.
It is.
Whatever day. No, it's whatever day we put this out on.
Oh.
Doesn't matter.
August 11th, and I am bitter. I'm offended on behalf of everything there is in this world. And hell.
And hell? You
have lost yeah.
Yeah, and hell.
And yeah. Would you care to elaborate?
Look, okay, I get it. Winning a music show is a lot harder and easier now than it was way back when during second gen days and third gen days.
Why?
But I'm offended that Dreamcatcher still hasn't won. Granted, they could have won by the time this thing comes out, in which case I retract all of my statements about being bitter about it, but I am bitter. And I am offended.
How many more weeks is this tangly supposed to...
Promotion? I think they have like one more week of promotions.
Oh, god damn it. Not looking good.
Aren't they going against Usher right now?
They've been getting better numbers with every album, which I'm happy about. With like every comeback, they've been doing better every time. So I'm really happy and glad about that, but I'm also still bitter.
Wait, who are they going up against? Melissa?
I believe it is Astro
right now, aren't they?
Oh, and Hyoyeon technically counts as because her
song just came out, didn't it?
Yeah, her song could win. The song that she did with BB, and BB is strong in Korea.
I need to go listen to that.
Yeah, BB is strong. Oh, goddamn it.
With Girl Generation
that
is quite a force, guys.
Like, even if they don't try.
Oh, no, that song is good.
I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, I'll have to go listen to it.
Yeah.
Is that why my Instagram is full of BB?
Yes. Everyone's doing the TikTok thing and all that stuff.
Of course they are.
I like didn't really read any of it because I'm just not in the mood. So
yeah, no, Tiger JK is like promoting the hell out of it again.
Yeah, but he does that no matter what. So that's not really anything. He does that.
Yeah.
He's more enthusiastic about her songs than his own songs at this point.
I mean, he was really enthused about Love Peace.
Yeah, for like 5 seconds in comparison to like BB's whole ass album.
True, he's like he's been liking every post that even contains a hint of BB.
Yeah, I know. It's fine.
Anyway. So yeah, moving past my bitter disappointment. What was I gonna say? I don't even know anymore.
We're not mind readers.
We're getting closer to the Red Velvet comeback after 2 fucking years.
It comes out, the 16th? So 5 days?
Yeah, it comes out in 5 days.
As of the point of recording this.
Yeah, as of the point of recording this, it comes out in 5 days. And so far, the teaser pictures, I'm really gay, guys.
If you guys keep mentioning date, Daniel's gonna have to be forced to, like, release this pretty soon.
Fine, it can be released later. It's not like we're just talking about just that.
I know, but still. Anyways.
We don't control him. He can do what he wants, wherever he may be.
That sounds so sincere. So
just the sincerest for him.
I don't know. I know we don't really have a topic, but how about we talk about some stuff that we just can't make full topics of?
Oh, okay.
Sub-unit? Whatever the fuck is in your fucking brain, I guess.
That's in my brain.
That's just in your brain.
I'm
completely blank now that I've said this, huh?
On the spot in a classroom or something, and then like you just like lose everything.
I ordered more albums.
What'd you order?
I ordered like 5 Girls' Generation stuff.
What's wrong with you?
It was a birthday present to myself.
Oh.
This is why we can't buy nice things for her birthday.
What? Could you tell me what the fuck you guys got me for my birthday? Like, seriously?
I'm sorry, we can't tell you.
Is it at least there? Like, do you have it?
No, it's being shipped right now.
Oh my god.
Don't worry about it. Dom's keeping an eye on it, it's fine.
Anyway, back to the topic of K-pop.
Since we definitely said the date so many fucking times, happy birthday to Dom yesterday. Oh, thank you.
And happy future birthday to Jamie. You.
She's got a 10-day advantage.
Early birthday to Jamie.
10-day advantage.
Oh my fucking god. Anyway, I'm kind of annoyed with Red Velvet's packaging for their next comeback.
Are they doing the thing where it's like...
So it's a case version and, like, a photo book version again. They're not specifically calling it that. They're calling it, like, the girl version and then the queen version.
They basically called it, like, the case version and the photo book version, though.
Yeah, but, like, because I need to get the case version so it matches my other case versions.
You mean your other makeup palettes?
Yes, my other makeup palettes. Not that I wear makeup, but, yeah, my other makeup palettes. But, like... It looks like some, like, there's, like, this, like, thing that just sticks out from the top of it. Like, you know the, when you go to the stores and they hang stuff? Like, how they hang it with, like, that thin piece of, like, cardboard or what, a plastic? With, like, the notch in it. I don't even know what it's called.
What's the album called?
Queendom. It's on Twitter.
I'm looking.
I know you sent me the link on my Twitter.
Yes, I did.
Because I clicked on Twitter and was just like, why do I have a message? I never get messages on my Twitter. And it's like, it was Dom sending me pictures. Oh, you mean it's like one of those like door hangers almost.
Yeah, like, so I'm just annoyed that it's just going to stick out.
You could cut it off.
No, that's sacrilege. Wrong with you?
I'm just saying you could.
No, we
can't. I don't know which version I want to get.
I like the design of the queen version, but the girl version is the case version, which is what matches, so it's probably what the one I'm gonna get.
Someone send me the link because I can't find it.
Okay. I think Melissa's probably looking at it right now, so she probably could do it.
Yeah, hold on.
No, it's time for the MTV Awards.
Is it already that time?
Yeah, because Gia Idol's tweeting about how Dumdy Dumdy is nominated.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh god, are we talking about them?
Oh, you want to talk about Gia Idol?
Not really. Because I just feel like it's going to be... It's not like, you know... I guess we're talking about them, so... Yeah, I guess.
Let me look at these nominees and see if there's anything relevant to us. Since I'm on the moment. Okay, so Song of the Year, BTS's Dynamite is nominated. That came out 2020. How does that qualify for 2021?
Was it late 2020, though?
That still makes no sense to me. Like, why does things from, like, quote-unquote late last year qualify? I mean, I guess because they're counting as a year from the last awards to the next awards. So, like, I get that, but also at the same time, I'm like...
I see the album from Red Velvet. That would also bother me. I would not get that version.
For the record, Dynamite came out August 20th of last year. So we're coming up right on a year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I get it. It came in the period of from the last award show to this award show. But...
It's MTV, like the American show.
Yeah, MTV, the MTV Music Video Awards or whatever.
Then why the fuck do we give a shit? MTV has been good since the 90s. We were like four. Who cares?
I'm still offended that Psycho didn't win Song of the Year last year.
Oh my god. No. Okay, here's a shocker for everyone. MTV, like, does not have a good reputation here. Yeah, so, like, it means literally nothing. I understand when they get picked for, like, other things, but who cares about MTV? Anyways.
Scrolling through the nominees to see, like, if it's relevant to us. Oh, look!
Is anyone?
BTS got nominated for Best Pop.
So?
Not K-pop, pop.
So?
I don't know.
Is it VMAs?
Pop now. No, just them as an artist.
No. Is it VMAs?
I'm pretty sure it's the VMAs, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's the VMAs. It's BTS's Butter got nominated for Best Pop. Well, I guess that really counts dumb. In English. Like, it vaguely counts because it's in English.
God, these are not good. I'm looking and these are not good.
Okay, I found the best K-pop. Let's see. Best K-pop nominees are G-Idol Dumdy Dumdy, Blackpink and Selena Gomez's Ice Cream, BTS's Butter, Monsta X's Gambler, Seventeen's Ready to Love, and Twice's Alcohol Free.
Slightly offended, NCT is not on this list.
That's because they, like, why? Why is this even a category, to be honest? Like, that's literally no one. I'm surprised Monsta X is on here, to be honest.
Yeah, that's my thought, is a lot of these are somewhat random. I've never even heard of the song from 17.
Oh, so it looks like Best Group and Song of the Summer nominees aren't up yet. Which, surprise, surprise, probably BTS is probably going to be on Best Group.
This is unrelated to K-pop, but Save Your Tears is actually really good. The Weeknd? That was very good. Like, me and Morgan watched that shit. That was like, huh, nice.
I don't know. Like, I think having Best K-pop on the VMAs is essentially just them pandering to the K-pop fandom and trying to get them to watch.
Song of the Year, Song of the Year, I see this and I'm like, oh, it's definitely going to be either Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak or, like, Driver's License, right? For sure, right? Those two.
There's
WAP, too. Never mind, I saw that. Yeah, it's probably WAP.
We devolved into more of a general music channel, but I don't know. BTS fans are psycho.
I know they are, but, like, I'm talking about quality right now.
I didn't say it. I did not say that.
I said it. I don't give a shit. I'm sorry, but Leave the Door Open is a fucking bop. Anyways, and like, you can't go like 2 seconds anywhere without hearing Driver's License. So, like, I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. That's a TikTok.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, that's like all the K-pop stuff on the VMAs right now.
Yeah, that's we'll all that's when, worth mentioning, too.
But, like, for Best K-pop, they pretty much just picked all the groups that had, like, the biggest presence, essentially. So, 17, BTS, Blackpink, G-Idol, Monsta X, and Twice.
Oh, Lil Nas' video is also video year.
Okay, yeah, we should get off this topic.
Yeah.
It's evolving.
It's fine. Okay. Who the fuck cares? Daniel's not here.
Oh my god, this is a K-pop podcast. Let's go, okay?
Oh, James, back to the K-pop?
Jay's going to the studio.
The what?
Jay is going to the studio tomorrow morning, I guess.
Oh,
this morning.
Surprising.
He's actually going to work.
Surprising.
Considering, aren't they down a person right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he's in the military.
Jay has also been a little questionable.
Is he being sus?
I mean, he just hasn't really been doing Day 6 stuff too much in comparison to, like, other stuff. Yeah. Which is fine, but, like, you know.
Doesn't bode well.
A little cause for concern sometimes. It's okay.
In other news, AOMG's having an online concert?
Yeah. The thing is, are we going to watch it?
It's on at 3 a.m. for us, guys.
That's a lot.
But it has a lot of artists that I know you guys like.
Yeah, I know, yeah. But like, it's also 3 a.m.
Isn't like, I know Yugyeom's on it. Yeah. Simon Dominic's Loco, on it. And then isn't like Loco Lehigh?
Yugyeom is like a side note. I'm more interested in Gray, Loco, Lehigh, and Wu.
And yeah, Yugyeom is kind of the side note in this. No,
he got thrown in there because, you know, he's there now.
He just signed up.
I know. I like him.
His song, though, like his new stuff was actually pretty good, though.
Yeah, that's because he's actually really, really into hip hop, but like in R&B and whatever. But it's like the stuff he used to do before he actually was in GOT7, apparently.
So he hasn't been active enough as a solo artist to really have a big enough set for me to be interested at all.
It's a very good album, but like I understand because it's like who the fuck knows about it except other GOT7 fans. It's fine.
It's mostly like there are more established artists as soloists that just have a bigger
Lehigh, Simon Dominic, and Loco for me too.
So like it's like really no offense. It's just that he hasn't been active long enough as a soloist to really have a built up stock to really for us to be like, yes, I want to see this.
I do kind of hope he does like a B side because those are some really good B sides.
I'm sure he'll do B sides during the actual concert.
But do we want to pay for it? Do I want to get up at 3 a.m.?
There's VOD service.
I know.
But it's going to take a bit for that VOD to come out, is the problem.
Yes, but how interested are we as a whole in AOMG enough to get up at 3 o'clock in the fucking morning?
Well, to be honest, I'm probably still awake. So that's not really a
Also, let's problem. Be fair, guys. We've stayed awake until like 5 or 6 a.m. to watch a concert.
I am working now, and my pass-out time is like at midnight, guys.
Yeah, well.
Man, whatever. You're weak.
Yeah, kind of.
No, it means I'm Melissa. An actual human being who sleeps on time, you motherfuckers.
No, because Melissa, like, works way more than you, too. So, like, if anyone...
She's a psychopath and doesn't care for her health half the times.
Yeah, but, like, eh.
Anyway. It's not about me.
Oh, Joy looks really hot in these pictures.
Yeah, she did. I said nothing. God,
you really are like the gayest straight person I know. Holy fuck. Anyway.
So, what else do you guys want to talk about while Daniel's not here?
Sure.
Taeyong's still definitely gonna make me watch a show and I don't know if I'm gonna enjoy this show.
Probably not, judging by how many times you've said you probably won't enjoy this show.
Because we saw clips of the dancers that basically were competing. She had lots of criticisms. The dancehall.
I have seen other clips and there's just it's just the one of just like him watching this person and they start twerking and he just covers his face. And it's just like you're just too precious. Why are you doing this? At least you're with Boa.
It's basically her simping for him.
Yeah, how's that new?
I'm going to suffer for this.
Yeah, that's on you.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll be forcing Dom to watch it, probably.
Huh?
Yeah, it's fine. Dom can watch it with me. If not, Morgan's going to end up watching it with me because I'll put it on when she's just sitting there.
Oh my god, rest in peace is Morgan.
Morgan will just listen to me rant. She literally, like had to sit there and listen to me rant while I watched Imitation.
I'm gonna tell Morgan to run.
You should.
She'll just be like, peace, I'm gonna go dashing now.
Anyway, what is it? Do you guys want to talk briefly about our first thoughts on Girls Planet 999, episode 1?
I don't know if I remember enough. But yeah, sure.
So I found something out, actually, Jamie.
Yeah.
So it looks like the cells are actually going to last the entire fucking show.
That's
and
dumb.
It's basically, I guess, to ensure that it's going to be... It'll ensure there's 3 Chinese members, 3 Korean members, and 3 Japanese members. I don't know if that's actually set in stone, but...
I guess that's smart, but also, like, terrible.
I feel like they're gonna end up losing out on potentially, like, the more talented or, like, more deserving, maybe? Or, like, the people that might be ready because, like, their cell brings, you know, isn't ready.
Here's the thing, I do think this will create a more balanced team. But the problem with that is also...
Who's going to end up getting carried into the team?
Yeah.
Because by pure virtue, if there's a person that you really want to make the final cut, you're probably going to use your votes on all 3 members of their cell.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, since in the next episode they did say they can essentially pick and choose their cells... They'll probably go with members they know are going to be popular enough to help with their popularity.
Right.
But that popularity also equates to you being talented because people were watching the evaluation. So you're going to pick fellow candidates for the top 9 that the judges have picked out. Or not the judges, the mentors have picked out. So it's going to be an interesting... It's basically another Mnet Snake thing where it's just like promoting backstabbing and drama, essentially.
I don't really have a problem with that just because Mnet's gonna do what fucking Mnet's gonna do.
I think it's just a weird format. Also, I think in a way it also secures them from getting potential like rigging calls again.
And we talk about this like. It's kind of fucked to say, but I know. So you guys know, like, I watch like a lot of Chinese variety shows. Like, yeah. That's just the thing I do. I gotta say, the Chinese group, I am Chinese, this is why I can say this, is like kind of full of, I don't want to say second rate, but I'm gonna say second rate picks. Like, cause I know where most of them came from, and you can kind of tell that they just sent whoever.
Like, newer people?
They're either newer, or they've done, like, a produce show before, and they ranked kind of low in the other produce shows. Like, these are not the best of the best, if I'm being honest. I don't know, and then, like, and also, Japan is just a giant question mark because we have no information on them.
Anyway,
and well, also Korea's not better off because now I have exceedingly high expectations of them. So if they fuck up, I'm much harsher on them than I am with the other two.
Well, like that's the thing about all of this is like, okay, so. Like, I'll be perfectly honest, when it came to Girls Planet 999, everyone's expectations was essentially Japan trainees would rank lowest on the technical skills and overall talent. Korea would be the highest and China would be like right in that middle bar.
That would be probably true if you had sent like a little more experienced people, but I could tell based on this lineup, they didn't.
like, but yeah, so... Overall, after watching the first episode, I'd have to say right now, like, One, Korea needs to be better, but they are technically still, like, in the technical aspect, I think still at the top, but not by much. The Japanese trainees came with their fucking, like, teeth grinded to fucking points.
Well, they also had something to prove, which it doesn't surprise me.
The Produce 48.8, I'll be honest, didn't leave the best impression with Japanese trainees or Japanese artists in general, considering they were all AKB48 members or within that 48 group. But that's a culture difference, really.
Yeah.
Because, like, Japan doesn't believe in the whole, like, training aspect and all that stuff. And I'll be honest, I was pretty disappointed with most of the Chinese art trainees that I saw on Girls Planet 999.
I don't know what else you want me to say. I kind of already dragged them to hell, so.
No, like, I'm just saying, like, that was my viewpoint. So, like, in terms of overall group format, I think Korea was just barely ahead. Just based off the first episode and my own personal opinion on, like, how they were and what we've seen, is, like, Korea was on top, but not by much, honestly. Then Japan, then China, which is opposite of what I think most expected from the standards that were essentially presented and what from people have seen.
I was, like, looking at, so there's a group in the Chinese ones that are, like, from a pretty much the one of the hugest companies ever in China, and, like, 3 out of 5 of them, like, are complete unknowns. So that's, like, how I know they didn't send their best.
Is that Yueha?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I didn't know who the fuck they were. Which, if you watch enough this, like, variety shows, you tend to know who these people are.
Mm-hmm. I think you mentioned that Grand Marie pretty much were some of the more standout. In terms Grand of, like, Marie. You knew one of them, right? I think it was?
So, like, from my understanding, so obviously I don't go on Weibo or any of that shit. So this is just me, like, casually watching, you know, variety shows in Chinese. So they, from what I've seen in most other shows, are, like, not a super, super big company, but they're also not, like, the smallest company.
And so they're just kind of, like, mid-tier, essentially?
Like, they're, like, the cube idols. Mid-tier. You understand? Yeah. Mid. Very mid. Like, and then there's, like, J-Walk, NewJoy, so they're, like, also very big. Uh-huh. But I think with them, I don't quote me on this shit, obviously, but, like, I'm pretty sure that their actors are bigger than their singers.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fair. Acting's bigger in China than like, music is as a whole.
Yeah, that idol to actor pipeline is super big.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that's just a general, like, overview. I'd have to rewatch episode 1 to really get better grasp. Maybe we'll do a topic on specifically just episode 1 later down the line, and we'll drag Daniel into that one.
Yeah.
But other than that, other news, B2B4U has a specific set comeback date now.
Isn't it at the end of the month?
It's the 30th, August 30th.
Cool.
I noticed it because so B2B's trending right now on my Twitter feed. It's basically people saying that come on, Cube, let's have better let's be a little more creative and stop using doors, please.
is the other one, does he still have COVID?
I think he's cleared now because it's been over the 2 weeks and whatnot, and he's out of the hospital now. Yeah, he actually went live apparently and talked about his experience having COVID and saying, please wear a mask, get vaccinated and whatnot, and talking about how he felt during the whole while he had COVID, because apparently he actually had symptoms.
Oof.
Yeah. So he was talking about how, like, he felt like he was, like, dying, like he was just asleep, like passed out more than half the time because his temperature was just that high and whatnot. So, like, a lot of people actually praised him, and even the director of the World Health Organization was like, thank you for speaking out and making sure to do your due diligence and like spreading the word and like promoting vaccines and stuff. And I was just like, what is this WHO director that keeps tagging like K-pop people and going, thank you for saying wear masks, thank you for saying this. I was like, what is this? Oh, but yeah, so what I just sent you guys, the link, is basically someone complaining about, let's have a little more creativity, guys. Cube, let's stop with the doors.
I'm kind of just glad they're coming out with stuff.
Yeah. I mean, B2B does earn them quite a bit of amount of money.
What is happening with Peniel's hair?
He's doing the key thing.
It's, do you guys see it?
The cheetah print?
No. Hold on. Let me just, it's just, this is his hair, I guess. Yes.
His hair, I guess.
People were calling it the most major spoiler.
Oh. He's Cruella de Vil.
Yeah, he really did do that.
Anyway.
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
So, trying to think. I think the boys recently had a comeback.
What?
I think the boys recently had a comeback.
Did they?
The boys.
I'll check it out later then, I guess.
Yeah, I was gonna say we can probably think about wrapping up here.
Yeah. So the Descent. Yes.
Who's gonna introduce it?
Doing it.
Listener choice. So we had a donation from a friend, Chris. She
a donation.
Donation. Yeah. She didn't give us money. What's wrong with you? It was a suggestion.
A donation of song.
It was a suggestion.
Yeah. Suggestion donation.
To be clear to all listeners, we will not charge you to suggest a song.
We charge you with our love and support.
We charge you for a link.
Sure. Okay.
Anyway, so they submitted Eric Nam's B-side track from his Paradise title track album, Trouble With You. And then the moment of silence for Daniel is complete now.
Oh my god.
I'm pretty sure the album is called The Other Side, by the way.
Yeah, the album's called The Other Side. I was just staring at something about a giant Snorlax.
Oh my god.
Is it from the new Snap DLC or something?
So I kind of realized I have actually heard the song before. So what do you guys think?
It's Eric Nam.
That is basically what I have to say too, to be honest. So Melissa, what do you think? It's all on you.
I didn't listen to it.
Oh my god.
You're useless.
So useless.
Do I need to go listen to it really quick?
I guess.
Okay, hold on then. Jesus.
Time is ticking.
What the fuck was the name of it?
It's literally Trouble With You. It is pinned in our freaking Discord. By the way, we have a Discord. Please join it. Oh my god, woman.
Yeah, just Google NGP Productions Discord. We really would like some members to talk to us. We don't want to talk to each other.
We get enough of that in real life.
Oh god.
There's an ad playing, guys.
Oh my god. This is the worst. He's gonna cut all this out.
Anyway, this song was very Eric Nam. Like, stereotypical Eric Nam, too.
Yeah. I don't know how else to describe it. You know what I mean?
It's like... Because Eric Nomad has a very specific style of music.
Very mellow.
Upbeat.
Mellow, but upbeat, I guess. That's weird. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how to describe Eric Nom. Huh. This is a problem.
Well, to say it nicely, he's one of a kind, indescribable. Yeah.
Indescribable.
I don't know. Whatever.
Oh my god. He's actually one of my favorite soloists, though. I'm not gonna lie. It's just this particular song, I don't think it really has too many highlights, if I'm being honest.
Again, I tend to prefer female artists.
If I can just point that out. It's only like 2.5 minutes long.
Yeah, it's a B-side.
What do you want from him?
Yeah.
I
Paradise
expect
is actually
more?
Really good, by the way.
I don't really expect a lot from him, let's be fair.
Paradise from the album is actually really good. Give that a listen. It has a music video.
I mean, I'm a little more than halfway through, and it sounds nice.
Yeah, it's a very Eric Nam.
Oh, weird.
What?
Oh, Ryan Reynolds was interviewed by Pang Chan for Free Guy. But
okay, it's time to end the podcast.
You mean you don't want to talk about how apparently Bong Chan was like invited to the premiere screening of it?
Hey guys, you can find us on all the things at NGP Productions. There's a link tree on the fucking Twitter. Do that.
and join our Discord as it was mentioned before.
Oh, and rate us on Apple Cup Podcasts. That's supposed to be a thing
or Spotify or wherever you listen to us.
Damn, I hate you.
Okay.
You can find me on Twitter at Thus the Raven.
You can find me at Subject Despair.
And I'm at Violet Dreadly. Look at my food pics on Instagram.
Food pics are great.
Okay, bye.
Bye. I'm gonna go get some more.